Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen with the report from Block Club Chicago. John, good morning. Chicago Theater Week tickets went on sale Monday, and they're already selling fast, aren't they?
Yeah, which is a great sign, Bob. How many theaters have we seen close in Chicago over the past few years? I don't have the exact number, but we're talking about these smaller neighborhood theaters that have seen their participation and attendance go down through COVID and beyond, closed down. So the 14th annual Chicago Theater Week comes at a great time. It's usually at a, I don't want to say a dead period, but a slower time for theaters, running February 5th to the 15th. And, you know, they do have shows highlighting the big theaters that we know and love downtown, but their main goal, or one of their main goals, is to get people to the theaters all over the city, north side, south side, west side. There are neighborhood spots, smaller theaters, where you still see incredible art. And the tickets went on sale Monday for all these different shows. There's a lot of different deals associated with them. And it's a really popular event. Obviously, it's been going on for 14 years. But what they try and do is get people to pick a couple shows to go see. They go see them. They scatter around the city over those 10 days. And if you're a theater lover or just someone looking to support the arts, what a great way to give back and really provide a lifeline to these theaters.
And great for downtown businesses, for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about closing on North Milwaukee Avenue after, 10 years? Is that right?
Yeah, I know you wouldn't like a bookstore closing story, Bob, but no. I got to bring it to you anyways. This is Volumes Book Cafe, and they had their last event. You know, bookstores often, obviously, are a place where you can go look and buy books, but they are often a vibrant part of the community, right? They invite authors or magicians or story times with kids to the stores, and that's what this place has done for a decade. But unfortunately, they're closing down, and the reason they cite is because a Barnes & Noble opened up just a couple blocks away, Bob. And that's an interesting tug and pull, because there's nothing wrong with Barnes & Nobles. In fact, they're opening some more Chicago locations, which I think people like. It's just, where do they go, and are they right near where a local bookstore has already been operating successfully for 10 years? They opened up in 2016 at 1474 North Milwaukee. And they said that they found their community there. The owners loved it, and they love partnering with the neighborhood and bringing people together, but it just doesn't make financial sense anymore. So they're going to close at the end of the month, and they've already had their last event, which was a tearful goodbye for those that loved Volumes Book Cafe in Wicker Park.
Yeah, a lot of people did. In North Lawndale, the good news is another vacant lot could be filled. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this is a cool initiative. It's called the Missing Middle Infill Housing Initiative, which is a mouthful, but I like what they are doing here. They're trying to fill that middle ground of middle class home ownership into a neighborhood that could use an influx of people to buy properties. And so what the city did is they sold some of their vacant lots that they owned for a dollar, and then they actually subsidized up to $150,000 per unit to develop it. And they picked a developer in the neighborhood, in the Austin community, to actually develop these buildings that are going to be three flats. And the price is the important point here. These are going to be selling between $400,000 and $500,000, which is a lot of money, Bob. But when you look up and down, if you look at Redfin or Zillow, looking for, you know, three-bedroom, two-bath places, you're not going to find many in the city for that price. So they're trying to meet that middle ground of people that are looking for a place, laying down some roots, and saying, hey, maybe North Lawndale is a great place to do that. The entire community has been undergoing a lot of changes over the last 10 or 15 years. A lot of business development has come in. There have been beautifying a lot of the efforts by the old Sears site, you know, that old Sears tower that exists just off the Ike Expressway, about a mile south of there. So this is an effort to bring more people into the neighborhood, but not push other people out. Sometimes these big developments end up pushing people that have lived in the neighborhood for 30 years out, Bob. The goal of this is to pick some vacant lots where nobody lives right now and get some new, fresh faces into the neighborhood. I think it's great.
Yeah, it is. And finally, what exactly happened at City Hall yesterday with the proposal for the curfew. Has the mayor really indicated what he's going to do going forward?
No, he has not. So this went through a committee on Wednesday, as you mentioned. Another proposal to change how the curfew works. Now, they tried this a year ago, Alderman Hopkins, who tried to say, hey, within 30 minutes, the police could kind of snap into action and institute a curfew. The mayor vetoed it. They didn't have the votes to override it. This one tries to tame that down a little bit. It allows police to impose a curfew for up to 4 hours. But they have to give at least 12 hours notice. Like if they notice something on social media percolating and they think that there's going to be something, they have 12 hours to do this. This has maybe more support than the last one. Does it have enough to override a potential veto from the mayor? We'll have to wait and see. And the mayor hasn't said one way or the other whether he supports it. He has said in the past, Bob, he supports none of these. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and he hasn't said it publicly, but all indications are the police superintendent likes this idea.
Yeah, a lot of older people do. There's questions of how much overtime there is. Do these things really work? But a lot of people are saying, let's try something, because when these teen takeover events happen, they can be they can be troublesome for some people that live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they're pointing to everything being under control New Year's Eve, but it's another story when you get warm weather, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
BlockClubChicago.org for more. John Hansen, thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too, Bob.